America is at war. Globalists and leftists have taken over the highest levels of our state and federal government, our state houses, Congress, Supreme Court, and even the highest office of the land. They are indoctrinating our children, corrupting our morals, dividing our people, and attempting to eradicate God. But the weapon they cannot withstand is a people united under God and armed with the truth. Now join Pastor Steve Taylor, Director of Christian Rights Ministries and President of the Alliance Legal Group, for another episode of the Faith and Freedom Network.
And thank you for joining us for Steve Taylor's Last Days News. I have Steve and Tony joining us by phone. So, gentlemen, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well,
yes, ma'am. And it's, go ahead. You go, Colin.
No, I was glad to have you both on there. You never know with technology and a live radio show. So thank you for joining us today.
Well, I'm glad to be here. And everybody out there, thank you. Well, we are the Last Days News, and this is Steve Taylor. And we are, again, we're actually calling from, I'm calling from Suffolk, Virginia, and in the studios of Trinity Christian Church, and we're trying to get our feed going here. And Tony, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from my, I'm getting ready to be on my way out of Raymond, Georgia, heading to Mississippi today.
Uh-huh. Well, that sounds good. And so your visit, have you got to visit your mom? I know she had some health issues there you were concerned about.
Yeah. She's 84 years old. She had a severe bladder infection, and they believe a touch of pneumonia. So they got her medication to her the day before yesterday, and she's perked up today quite a bit. So she's talking again, looks good. So I'm pretty confident she'll be okay for a while.
Well, that's wonderful. God bless you. And so, Colleen, how are you doing today?
Doing well today.
Can you let the folks know where we're, who's paying for the bills today?
Definitely. Alliance Legal Group, if you're listening and tuning in, we would love to have you support Alliance Legal Group. They are the sponsor of Steve Taylor's Last Days News. The best way to find them and reach out to them is going online. So it's www.debtfreeva.com, debtfreeva.com, and you can chat there, schedule a consultation. They do all kinds of legal services specializing in bankruptcy. So hopefully you can chat with them there and engage with them. And if you need more information, certainly feel free to reach out here to the radio station. I can connect you as well so that you can set up an appointment and find out how they can help you. And by you looking into their services, you're definitely supporting the ministry of the program, the outreach of the program, as well as the radio station that the program is on. So thank you for doing that. We certainly appreciate it. Go to debtfreeva.com. This is a call-in radio show as well. We do offer that if you'd like to engage with us here at 488-5299. It's 757-488-5299. You can certainly chat with us as well.
Well, amen. And so a lot of things going on today, as always. And so let's just jump right into it. You know, I guess the first thing that we're thinking of talking about is just reminding folks that it's been about 2 years, you know, March of 2020 was when the whole, the train started going off the tracks. You know, it's only been 24 months. You know, it seems like we're in this, I think Tony called it a few minutes ago, a dystopia, you know, just this anti-utopian sort of world. You know, 2 years ago, we had the best economy that this country has ever seen, or at least in the recent memory has seen, that we're on our way to just financial glory. And then all of a sudden, we had this thing called the CCP virus come out of nowhere. And then, of course, we saw people falling out and dying and just all kinds of crazy stuff in China. The next thing you know, that our president, Mr. Trump, started calling for lockdowns and, you know, and for mandates, mass mandates, and the whole bit. You know, he was following the lead of people like Fauci and the what was the lady's name that always wore the scarves? You don't see her no more. I think she's in hiding. And so that Fauci just came out of hiding. And the next thing you know that we had this economy that's in free fall, that we had gas that was that you actually have to have people pay to take gas. Remember those good old days that if you wanted a gallon of gas, they had to give you a dollar because the gas was so cheap they couldn't store it. And then the next thing you know, all the restaurants started going out of business and you couldn't go to work unless you were, quote unquote, an essential worker. Like, nobody else was essential except for, you know, the people they determined who was essential. You couldn't go to church. You couldn't do any of that stuff. Because, you know, we had this government overreach, these tyrannical medical executive orders done by our, you know, our from Virginia, our blackface governor who thought he was, you know, like a king and tyrant dictator. And so, and of course, our legislature went lockstep along with the rest of the world. I mean, it wasn't just Virginia. It was the entire United States, every place. Which led to, of course, our stolen elections, you know, that they started. That was just part of the playbook that they had put into place to go ahead and do mail-in ballots and stuff that we've never seen before. You know, no IDs, no nothing. Just go ahead and, let the election fraud begin. And so before you know it, we've lost the elections and we won the elections, but we were told that we lost the elections. And of course, where's Trump? Who knows? You know, that he's just kind of sitting on the sidelines doing whatever he's told to do, apparently. And come January 6th, that, you know, he hasn't done anything from the December timeframe where he should all the way until that date. And then they, you know, that they fabricate a quote unquote insurrection so that they can go ahead and just have more social control, that people don't show up to places and protest using the First Amendment rights to assemble and to have free speech, and they demonize those folks. They block their bank accounts. That they scare people to death. Anybody that would decide to try to exercise any sort of right they may have against this tyrannical one world government that's taken over our country. They then steal the Georgia elections. They steal them just outright, without question. And Trump does nothing. He doesn't call the military in for outside interference. He doesn't do anything. He just kind of lets them do what they're going to do, and he disappears. I'm surprised he wasn't on a milk box, you know, or in the post office. He just, you know, nothing happens. And neither did any of our Congress folks or the state assemblies or the Supreme Court. And then all of a sudden it starts coming to a recognition that we've been taken over, that the country has been subsumed by tyrants, that the puppet administration that's in there, Comrade Biden, his lackeys, that we recognize that basically the FBI, the NAS, the CIA, the CDC, all the three-letter agencies in America have all been taken over. And they probably already had been taken over, but they're definitely taken over at this point. And they're ordering us to do stuff. And then the big thing, Colleen, is that everybody's doing it. Nobody's resisting. Everybody's just going, as they say, lockstep. Just like the pandemic preparation scenarios that the WEF did back in 2019. We didn't even know who the WEF was then. The World Economic Forum, the UN lackeys that was founded by Klaus Schwab, who's now become infamous. And Bill Gates, who we start finding out has done these very nefarious sort of patents, the 060606, that's right, 666 patent that he's conspired with, I think it was MasterCard, to have a patent to have a vaccine injected under these bioweapons injectable under your skin so that they can get cyber currency. I mean, this is all real. That a patent that would allow these injectable graphene oxide self-assembling particles to basically make you an antenna, make you a Bluetooth antenna, so that this is what the patent says, to relay information back to a satellite so that your biometrics can be taken from underneath your skin and relayed to some sort of satellite and fed back down to MasterCard and to Bill Gates and his cronies so they can monitor your every move and ultimately lay the groundwork for what will someday be the technology necessary for for the Marv. And we see all that happening, and nothing, no concerns, no nothing. Nobody's arrested. Nobody's put in jail. That's all in the midst of Hunter Biden, you know, the guy that's naked and having Joe's kid, you know, doing all this stuff with Burisma, and Joe saying, you know, that either do the way I say it or, you know, or else. It's all on tape. Nobody cares about anything. We don't care whether or not Joe Biden is conspiring with and blackmailed by China and their lackeys and their subsidiary and companies, nor do we care whether or not Hunter Biden is part of that whole thing, and the big man, his dad, is part of the whole charade that we put this puppet government into office that is being controlled by these globalists later and through them by the analysis. We see it from a biblical worldview that this puppet government is actually the formation of Mystery Babylon, the whore that sits on many waters, this one world government that is going to be the one world government that's going to ultimately be the government until the next government, the beast government, that will come shortly. We see things like the vaccines, quote unquote, they're not the vaccines. We got to stop calling them that. These bioweapons, this depopulation plan that's been put into place to ultimately, their dream would be to take the 8 billion folks we have on this planet and knock them down to 500 million, control them, mask them, put them under control and surveillance through all this biotechnology that they have been injecting in people all the way down to 5 years old. And Australia now wants to put them down to babies. We see the Western world just walking lockstep to be the one and the same as the world government that has formed with the EU and the UN and NATO. And then we see the beginning of a third world war. You know, after this COVID farce has happened, after our rights have been taken away, after all this garbage and lies and vaccine mandates by everybody from Kroger's all the way down to the United States military and everybody in between, once all that's been done, once all of that has been recognized to be completely unnecessary and completely counterproductive, even by their own people, saying that this thing was crazy, why'd you cause all this destruction? Then we see a third world war. We see a manufactured war between Russia and Ukraine, and we're told to take the Zelensky, who is an actor who has been installed by the CIA, and it all sounds crazy. It sounds like, you know, it's conspiracy theory, but it's all part of the plan. It's all part of the plan to knock Russia out, because just like Russia, the United States, there can't be one of these superpowers in the way of this globalist, not a conspiracy. It is a conspiracy. It's an evil thing being done by a lot of people. That's what a conspiracy is. But it's not a theory. It's a fact. And we see the media just laying it all out for us and people taking it hook, line, and sinker. And that's just the beginning of it. You know, that we spent almost 15 minutes just giving a broad brush, 100-mile up view from where we've gone the last 24 months and haven't even skimmed the surface. Tony?
Well, everything that's happening, you see what's happening with the, you said a broad brush. Well, that brush is being used to cover things up and being used to allow them to see us, to see what they want us to see while we dig for the information we need. You're seeing for the first time the BBC confronted Fauci on the lie of where the Wuhan virus came from. That's a mainstream media site coming out saying, hey, you're lying to us. And that's huge. Then another one does it. And what's happening in the process is, little by little, real news is starting to show back up. And now again, how much of that is for our benefit because we have a positive win, or is it a pacification move to make us feel good about what's going on while something else happens? And I really don't know. There's so much happening around us that you have to really look at the source, who's saying it, what's saying it, and how is it playing out. I mean, the vaccine is one. Now it's the test, the new test that Fauci designed, and the new tests that are out. They're saying they have a different type of metal in them that's causing poison reactions in people that use the test. Now, before they were saying that's crazy. Now doctors are coming out saying that's real. It's really happening. We got people in the hospital dying from this, and it shouldn't be in the test. It shouldn't be used. So you look at the mainstream versus what's happening. It's hard to gauge, but people have to realize you're never going to get the truth on mainstream TV. On regular CBN, CNBC, Fox News, you're going to get the gaslighted, watered-down version, and then you have to go dig for the information yourself. We try our best here to report the services from, you know, the Epic Times, Gateway Pundit, those people who seem to have a more open approach to news. But this whole thing is crazy. I mean, if you know what to me 2 years ago and said, hey, the whole world is shutting down in a month, I'd have said you were crazy. If you told me the whole world would follow this new world order theology, this mentality, and very few nations would buck it, I'd say you're crazy. But it's all happening. It's all playing out exactly the way. Who is that person that you watched a video, you told me, and with a movie? And the movie was in 1985 with
87. It was The Judgment, and it starred Mr. T, Colleen. And it was called The Supreme Court versus the Supreme Being. And it was like almost exactly accurate. It's a 2-hour movie. I've seen the first hour of it. And it was about how, they had predicted, and it was actually fairly accurate in the sense of, that everybody had the mark except for, you know, the Christians, which, again, goes against the pre-tribulation rapture, which is obviously, you know, I don't believe in a pre-tribulation rapture. That's just going to happen sometime. The rapture, in my theological framework, happens sometimes after the mark and the mid-tribulation time period. So they had that right, and they had Christians being persecuted for hate crimes, that they had people trying to evade the mark. It was extremely, of course, Mr. T was, you know, he was going to take it into his own hands, but that's a different story. And I imagine there's probably going to be some of those folks out there, but that was the movie, Tony.
Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. That movie was 1987, you said?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay. So produced in 1987, telling a very accurate story about things playing out today. Kind of unique.
Yeah, well,
kind of very.
There's a lot of that projection going on, isn't there? Colleen.
Oh yeah.
We just did, like I said, a quick rundown. It's probably a good time to just kind of get what in the world's going on. That 2 years ago that we had normal lives, and today that, I mean, I think even from the casual observer, somebody with any that's been here for the last 2 years would say, wow, something's going on. Tell me your take on that.
Well, it does. I mean, at first, you know, it took us all a little bit by surprise, you know, with shutdowns and thinking that it was going to end and be over and we'd back to our regular lives and regular schedules and regular, you know, just being able to come and go as we want to and not have to endure certain, you know, protocols and things like that. And then, you know, the time kept going on and on and on, and that wasn't happening. Like, we were still, you know, we still see masks everywhere. We're still being told to, you know, you need to get shots and different things like that, or, oh, you can't travel or certain places aren't open. And so, you know, it's there with us. And the more and more things that seem to happen, it's just bringing it closer, you know, bringing prophecy to bear, I think. You know, we keep seeing, okay, well, you know, this is the, you know, things are keeping speeding up, I guess. They're being accelerated.
Yeah. An acceleration, a convergence, there's logistics to it all. One of the folks I listen to is John Howler. He's got a prophecy hour, and he uses those three words: acceleration, convergence, and I think he says the word context. You know, and what we see happening is this rapid escalation as we come into this period of time that I believe is probably the end times, that things are coming together. And you see this acceleration. We've seen things move at light, as using Trump's words, warp speed, that have radically changed this country. We didn't even scratch the surface. We didn't talk about the central bank digital currency, the whole plan to take away the dollars and take away the other forms of currency and replace it with digital currency. That at some point that and we already seen China, we already seen social credit scores, we've already seen the UK embrace it, we've seen Australia, and we've seen Ukraine embrace these sort of things. Where ultimately that your dollar is going to be taken away, and you're going to be given a digital currency, you're going to give a what do you call those little Q codes or whatever they're called, and that's how you're going to. And most people don't even know what's going on. And that's what's amazing. You know, we talked about mass formation in one of our programs or a couple of our programs, that we're like hypnotized. And if you say, you're just a conspiracy theorist. No, I'm not. I'm telling you that the things that we were saying were conspiracies and a theory a year ago have all turned fact. We're seeing people die. We're seeing people... this whole conspiracy theory, quote unquote, about these bioweapons called vaccines, that we're seeing lots and lots of adverse events. We're seeing crazy adverse events, and people don't even know about it. And all they're saying is, give me another booster, give me another shot, you know, and it's just like, where are you guys at? What's going on? We have our entire government that should be able to see that the WEF, the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, the UN, are all bad folks, that they're all have ill intent towards the United States. And not one, not Gates, not Cruz, not anybody, certainly not the Democrats, are saying, you know, maybe it's a good idea to pass a bill to get out of the UN or to limit their effect on us. At the very same time that they're on March 1st, they did the UN is launched the treaty process towards getting complete health control over to this very organization that has caused so much damage over the last 2 years. So, you know, this didn't happen in a corner. This thing has been going on for years and years and years. And most of us, including myself, when you said the word Illuminati, if you said the Bilderbergs, if you said, you know, I didn't know what the word DARPA meant, and you probably don't either, Colleen, because trust me, I do you know what DARPA means?
No.
Or who they are?
No.
They're bad guys. Just trust me on that. The defense. I should know their name, but my computer's not up right now, but they do advanced research. I think it's the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. Yeah, and what they do is they figure out America's they do projects that basically, like the biolabs in Ukraine, for instance, just to name a few, where they build biolabs like the 30 that are out there that Russia attacked Ukraine because of. That these biolabs have purposes like UP2 and UP4 and UP8, which are projects such as putting hemorrhagic fever into rats and bats and avian flu into birds, and then put fleas all over them and then drive them over to the Russian border and let them have fun in Russia. You know, and that's their mile projects they have transhumanist sort of things that they've got going on without even getting into them. They're just, but what I'm saying is we don't even know about these guys. This isn't, I'll tell you, I can think of some of the projects that DARPA's doing right now, but that we didn't even know about this stuff. I mean, we're so ignorant. And yet now
they're in charge of the one program, Steve, where they're hacking the mind. They are sponsoring.
Yeah.
They are sponsoring that where they say, we have now been able to hack the human mind. we will soon be able to tell you how to think. Now, that sounds weird, but what they're saying is, we're going to soon be able to put stuff in your brain that tells you what we want you to think. So you won't think of your own anymore. You'll be part of this hive mentality, you know, like the crazy Star Trek show, The Borg, where it says, you know, you're going to be assimilated, resistance is futile. That's how I feel right now. That's a lot how we feel as people right now.
Well, and that sounds like Harari, the guy for the WEF, the mm-hmm. prophet that Klaus Schwab mm-hmm. uses as his mm-hmm. mentor to help him put together the strategy in order to do that very same thing. That, you know, to like he said, to hack the human mind, to put injectables under the skin that will allow the communication of information through this nanotechnology that all this crazy stuff. It does sound like a sci-fi, but it's all real, and it's all things that you can just look up and see and see that it's true. And so, you know, here we are 2 years into this thing, and nobody's saying anything, and that you know, that it's an alarm stage at this point, and mm-hmm. and again it's time to wake up. You know, that it's no longer a drill. This is really stuff that's going on. I used to listen to folks that ranted like I'm doing for the last half hour, and thought this guy, you know, I didn't even know what a tinfoil hat meant. I would say, give him a tinfoil hat. But this is, I mean, talk about being a watchman on the wall. We've lost our country already. I mean, you know, I was listening to BBN this morning, Colleen. And Lutzer, you know, he's a really good guy from Chicago, the Moody Institute over there. And he was, you know, doing a program on, you know, America in Babylon. And that during the message, during the time that I was listening to him, he talked about, you know, Israel and how when Jerusalem had gone, you know, beyond a point of no return, is what he said. And at that point, you can do all the praying you want. You can ask for a revival as much as you want. At some point, that God judges a nation, and then he turns them over to the enemy. And that's how I felt during the election 2 years ago. That's exactly what I felt like. It was so obvious that the election was stolen. But yet, I saw no relief. The rule of law didn't happen. We talked about that. That was a year ago. I think that's where we're at. Now, God can do anything he wants. He can turn us up, but I don't think that he's going to do that. I think that he's turned us over because of our sin, and the judgment of America is before us. That a great delusion has occurred, that we see spiritual wickedness in all places. And so it's time to wake up as Christians to recognize you need to get ready. You know, what can you do about all this? You need to get ready. You need to get your mind ready. You need your heart ready. If you're not saved, you need to get saved. This is not a drill calling. What do you say about that?
No, we definitely need to bring it back to that. We give out all of the information, and a lot of it can get you down and discouraged over what's happening, but we can't be, because we know that Jesus is coming back, and we need to be ready, like you said, and give people a biblical perspective to that if they've never heard of it. I was listening. You mentioned, you know, ministry programs. It just seems like every other program that I hear on our radio program and other things like that are talking about end times and prophecy and the world last days and those kinds of things. And so, you know, we're aware of it, but I don't know if, you know, I think we're a small segment of the population, of the people, that some seem to be unaware. And that one of the commentators, one of the preachers, was talking about how, you know, our framework, our people are just callous to it. They don't recognize that it's the end of the world, and they don't seem to care. They're either ignorant or they're apathetic about it. So, you know, that's why shows like this are here, and other ministries are there trying to just remind us as Christians, and, you know, to first be prepared, and then to get other people ready as well.
Well, and that's it. Now we're at the 1 o'clock, time frame. So can you remind us, our sponsor, and again, I'll say a couple minutes or a couple seconds worth of discussion about that. But if you could do that, we're jumping into the second half hour. Maybe we'll go through some more specific news things that are going on rather than this crazy rant that we're just the crazy rant is just repeating the just highlighting some of the things that are going on. So if you could, Colleen,
sure.
Go ahead.
Oh, the time flies by. You're right. We are here every Tuesday and Thursday for Steve Taylor's Last Day's News right here on WPMH The Lighthouse. So thank you for joining us. So we're here again for another half an hour. And to let you know that the program is being brought to you by the Alliance Legal Group. They are right here in Hampton Roads. They are a law firm, a legal firm with Steve and also the Christian Rights Ministry. So Alliance Legal Group, we invite you to go to debtfreeva.com. Go online to debtfreeva.com. You can chat there. You can find out more information about their services. Engage with them. Schedule a consultation if that's something that that you need regarding some legal services, and utilize their services, because that is how this program is coming to you every Tuesday and Thursday. So again, thank you for joining in with us. You can also chat and send a message. Again, let us know what you think about the program. We'd love to hear from you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And folks, that we do. Tony, were you going to say something before I jumped in?
Yeah. Well, I was. If you get a chance, I'd like to read something that I think will tie some things together. So let me know when you got a chance.
Yeah. So let me just do the final plug for folks that want to join us as far as helping them with legal matters. That again, that if you want a free consultation with an attorney about your financial situation, you know, please give us a call. The best way to get a hold of us is probably not to even call, just go to the website, www.debtfreeva.com. People are hurting, and they're going to be hurting a lot more with the inflation and the soon economic collapse. You heard what I said. I'm not being hyperbolic, that things are going bad on a lot of different folks. And what we see with a lot of our folks now is that people that I thought everything was okay with their, because they had put these mortgage payments into what they call, the mortgage companies call forbearance. Well, the forbearance, everybody thought that meant they're going to forbear on these payments till the end of the loan. Well, wrong. A lot of these folks are saying that the forbearance meant until they decided to have you pay it all, which is like right now. And so you got these big balloon sort of chunks of 6 to 9 months worth of mortgages, arrears that are being hoisted upon people that already are starting to recognize that the economy's not in too good shape and that they're asking to pay them all at once. So if that's you, then call, and we'll give you a special price as far as being able to get that thing fixed and discuss with you, some options to get that straightened out. Or if you just have a debt that you want to get taken care of, touch base with us, free consultation. We're a general practice law firm. We got 4 offices in Hampton Roads. We do most of our appointments by Zoom or just a phone call, and that we'll be happy to give you information. That usually we charge $300 an hour. We won't charge that. Then we'll give it to you absolutely free. Just call in and tell them that you heard this program, and that we're a Christian-based law practice, that we got a Christian vision mission that we've had for more than 20 years to operate a Christ-centered law practice, emphasizing and relying on biblical principles in order to effectively and efficiently serve the legal and spiritual needs of our clients, communities, employees, and support us perfect will. So if that's you, go to www.debtfreeva.com. You'll go to our little chat box assistance. They'll try to put you directly through to me. If not, then they'll give me a message, and we'll put you on the calendar, and then we'll talk to you, and then we'll hopefully straighten out whatever's going on. Tony, go ahead. You had something you wanted to say.
Well, I'm gonna read something. Think how this applies to today versus when it was written originally. This is the beginning of the Declaration of Independence. It says, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of earth and the separate and equal station of which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them a decent respect to the opinions of mankind, requires that they should declare the cause which impel them to the separation. And then it says, we hold these truths to be self-evident. I mean, we all know that part. But the part no one talks about is it says that in the intent that the government becomes so oppressive, it is the obligation of the people to dissolve it and form another type or fix it that more likely is to enable us to our life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. They talk about the January 6th insurrection. That's all that was happening. The people were doing exactly what the founders of our nation said to do, and the government's afraid we want our government back. So they made it look like a crime, and they're trying to make it look like a crime today still. People are more afraid now to go out and protest than they've ever been in their life, unless you're part of Black Lives Matter. And I'm not saying to be mean, but you get a pass card with them. So that was
Listen, the reason they use Black Lives Matter is because it's a communist front group that they're playing upon the name so that they can get folks more divided, more. Let's face it, that Black Lives Matter has nothing to do with caring for black lives. It has everything to do with caring for a communist control of this country. That's what it is. You don't need to apologize for that.
Yeah. And so with that, we have to realize the country belongs to us. We're not these people who have been conquered by another nation and now we're under their governmental process. We are a free nation formed by the grace of God who are trying to stay free and are trying to stay godly. We're trying to keep God in our country, and they're trying to expel him from the country. That's what's really going on here, the real fight of good and evil.
You're absolutely right. And Colleen, I think I've got, if I'm not mistaken, I might have an audio feed now and a video feed at my home computer. I'm not sure. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I'll fade you up.
Okay, as soon as I'm on, Tony.
Then I'll have to
join us.
Get you back on
a phone call, Tony.
Tony's still on the phone.
Okay, am I back up here now, Colleen?
Yeah, you're both on. Continue on.
You sound much better.
Okay, great. That sounds good. All right, and so so where were we at? Tony, you continue.
Well, I'm just saying that there's so many things going on right now. And you mentioned the digital dollar. Well, if you remember a couple years ago, everyone in the country, our nation, was against the digital dollar. Why do you think that was? Well, the digital dollar then was a very free means of transporting money from point A to point B without a lot of governmental control. So they did everything they can to make it sound bad, sound evil. But now what's happening now? They're creating a digital dollar for America. Well, why would they do that? They've had the time to figure out how to control it with us, so it's no longer allowing us to be more free. They don't want anything to happen that allows us to be more free. And then the reality is, if you go to the bank and borrow money, you get approved for a loan. Well, the bank gives you the money, but there's no truck showing up with $300,000 with Steve's name on it or Tony's name on it. They just press a button and it's created based upon the borrowing power of the bank from the Federal Reserve. It's all digital. So digital currency has been around for a lot longer than anyone wants to admit. But now they want to use that to control us and make one type.
The problem with the digital currency that was exciting before now and several years back, you know, that everything from Bitcoin to XRP, mm-hmm. to a variety of, you know, different sort of coins that were out there, was that most of that stuff was decentralized. You know, with this CBDC, that's very centralized digital currency. It means that you don't have a Bank of America or a Truist anymore. Mm-hmm. Those have been subsumed by the government, and that your Social Security check gets put. You don't get a Social Security check, and that you don't actually even get your bank account. That you put your money into the government's bank account, and then they'll distribute it back to you if you comply with their rules. And so that's a scary thing, but that's what, you know, Comrade Joe wants us to go through. So, again, just going back to what we touched on, you know, as Christians, you know, what do we do? You know, that over and over, the Bible tells us not to be fearful. We can't be fearful, but we are called to be prepared. And so, you know, this is a wonderful time. You know, that if you can, you know, I've got folks that are very close to me that are very worried about what they're going through. Of course, you know, some mm-hmm. people took the injectable graphene oxide assimilating particle shot that they should have taken, but even those that didn't, that they're concerned. And the reason they're concerned is because they don't see this as an opportunity. They see this as I don't know what you want to say, as a punishment almost, something that I mean, obviously losing the country, having it taken over by a foreign power and having loss of freedoms, all that is very negative. But what we need to look at is that God is in control, and that he's wrapping all things up at the end of time, the end of this age, and has put us in a place where we can do good and be light and be salt for those that have a need. Everybody from people that don't know Jesus personally to Christians that are going to need help. And so, and I'm having some back feet here, Colin. Is that me? What do I do?
Well, you bring your mic up closer to you. But I also don't know if Tony did. Tony, are you still there?
Yes, I am. I'll mute mine and see if that changes it.
I was hearing some bells. Technical difficulties, folks. We're on a live show, so thank you for tuning in. Where you're listening to Steve Taylor's Last Days News right here.
Well, again, I think the thought that we need to embrace as Christians is recognize that something's changed. That, you know, that, you know, some people ask me, Steve, are you as a pastor, do you think that America is going to get judged for all the wickedness we've done, all the abortion, the 60 million plus, all the crazy stuff that's going on, the removal of God and prayer from schools? Well, my answer to them, of course, would be we are being judged. We're under judgment. This doesn't, what we're seeing in America today doesn't happen, has never happened before, and it's happening because that we have, we're being judged, we're being corrected, at the very minimum being chastised. But very likely that God has got to the point where he's saying, let's wrap this thing up. And if that's the case, we need to be Bereans. We need to understand what the Bible says about what we're going through. We need to stop pretending that basically, you know, for those folks that are pre-tribulation rapture folks, they're going to be transported out of all the trouble before the trouble happens. It's not in the Bible. And you say, well, you know, that's my opinion. I'm going to believe whatever I want to believe. You're certainly welcome to believe that. But as the problems continue to mount on, and that you continue not to get prepared, as the Bible tells us we should get prepared, you're really not, you're not being obedient. You're not going through what you should. You're not learning the lessons, the things you should do that God's giving you an opportunity to recognize. And so, you know, there's a opportunity here to learn and to respond. Still have a lot of that back feed. I'm not sure where that's coming from, Colleen.
Are you still on the phone, or did you hang up your phone?
I'm not on the phone anymore.
Okay. I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. So
I can hear you. Okay. You're clear.
We're good. Okay. All right. All right. So let's talk a little bit about maybe we got about 15 minutes, Tony, that let's talk about some of the things that are going on in the world. Anything, everything, all is open. Do we have Tony still? I think we lost Tony.
I'm still here. I muted myself in case that was me.
Oh, I got you. So if there was a maybe a top 10, what would be the number one or number two, possibly number three news story? How about the Hunter Biden story, the laptop?
Well, yeah, you've got an article on Gateway Pundit that's talking about, for the first time, major networks are talking about the Hunter Biden laptop, like, and verifying that it's real, that the laptop is actually real, that it was legitimized. Now we have the FBI saying they lost it, which is kind of odd. That would be a huge story. I mean, the most secure organization in the world loses one of the most important pieces of information in the world. They don't know where it's at, but the news media is all verifying that it's real.
Well, you know, what we've seen a lot, you know, that one of the benefits of having gone through the last 2 years is, you know, this awakening. I think a lot of people are awake. I know that I am, that I would have never have understood any of the stuff that's going on as being real. So, you know, the most important thing is that we enter this end time period with our eyes open. We know there's going to be bad times that happen. That's what the Bible tells us. But the real blessing of all this is that you can't close your eyes to this stuff anymore. You can't close your eyes to a nefarious government that's been compromised from Republicans to Democrats to everybody in between. We're looking at, you know, one really strange thing that I would have never really factored into this is the crazy pedophilia stuff that's going on out there. You know, that I would say, you know, those people that say there's pedophilia, you know, this thing called Pizzagate, all this kind of crazy stuff that we heard a couple, 2, 3, 5 years ago with Podesta and all this kind of stuff about how the global elites and those that run our country, you know, do all this stuff with, you know, Maxwell and Epstein and all the, you know, this the crazy stuff they do on the island. And all, and you say, well, that's just crazy. That's not real. But that, you know, first of all, you don't hear anything from the Epstein and Maxwell sort of, you never got to see the book, who was going on those trips, nothing like that. But what you do see is people like, what's his name, Cawthorn, the representative from Congress, said that, you know, that he's a young guy. He's the guy that has the military disability, I guess it is. And he's saying he's been invited to orgies by all these people. Did you hear about that, Colleen?
I did see some of that he was saying, you know, some of the crazy stuff that happens, or some of the people that are on the drug task force or something like that, you know, were engaging in, you know, certain circumstances that they should not have been. Those kind of activities.
So we need to keep our eyes open, because there's this thing called grooming that apparently it's crazy. I mean, how could these people be so wicked as to that being like a major focus of their lives? There's this thing called the Bohemian Grove. I mean, we've heard about it for years, you know, through Alex Jones and things of that nature. And we say, oh, it's just crazy. There's no way that these people would show up to this California retreat. I mean, all these Kissinger and just all the rich guys and all the politicians, and then do this crazy witch sort of crazy stuff and have to do with sexual things and things of that nature. But apparently it's all true. I mean, we see this kind of stuff as being a primary foundational sort of thing in these folks' life. And, you know, I feel completely... we talked about at the very beginning of the show about a dystopian sort of crazy Twilight Zone sort of existence. But we're in the middle of it, and we're finding out all this stuff. Tony?
Well, yeah, it's true. I mean, you think about what we know today. I mean, all the stuff we're talking about today, 8 months ago, was being talked about as wacky conspiracy theology, with all these terms saying, fact check, fact check, fact check, fact check, fake, fake, fake. But now it's been all proven to be true. There's an article that just came out that said Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party have been fined for their actions in misleading the government with the Steele dossier and the investigation on Trump, and to force the Mueller report to happen, costing us about $21 million of the nation. They were fined for it. None of that shows up in mainstream media. None of that shows up on TV. But it's true. You can look up in the reports of the regulation and the hand down of the verdict. They were fined for doing it. They were found guilty. Now, no one talks about that. here, and you go on. So all the things that we keep talking about today were crazy a year ago, 6 months ago, but they're true. Now you see these things happening with the election counts. They've got more information to prove fraud than you need anywhere to do to get a court injunction or get a court United States Supreme Court to rule on, but no one wants to take the case.
And there was an article today about robot dogs with loudspeakers to enforce the Shanghai lockdown. You probably didn't even hear about the Shanghai lockdown, Colleen, but they're shutting down a city of 26 million people, half for 4 days and then half the other 4 days. I guess, you know, that everybody gets equal treatment over there. And the I don't know why they do a lockdown for 4 days, and I guess the vaccine knows which one not, or the flu knows.
They're trying to confuse COVID. They're trying to confuse it.
In order to make sure that the people aren't confused, what are they doing with these robot dogs?
The dogs have hundreds of them. That's the little robot dogs. You've seen them on TV for a long time and all these crazy shows that talk about technology. But they literally are walking around the streets with these little speakers screaming out instructions on how you must stay in your house. You will be arrested if you come out. You'll be prosecuted. Make sure you stay inside. Don't go out. Don't even go in your backyard. You can't even go out of your house into your backyard, they say.
Yeah, Colin, can you share a screen here if I put a screen up?
I should be able to.
All right, so how do I do this? So
technically trying to figure it out. You've got about 5 minutes left of the program as well. So as we're counting down, you're listening to Steve Taylor's Last Day's News right here on the station. Right. Let me see if I can...
All right, so there's the screen there. See it?
There you go. Okay.
All right, let's play this. Let's play this.
体温请消毒，少聚众，勤喷灯，科学防疫，文明治理，戴口罩，很少测体温。
So that's the little Shanghai dog that they got running around, and that these little Shanghai dogs, robot dogs, have been used throughout Asian countries during the pandemic to enforce lockdown measures and social distancing. And it's one of the creepiest and most dystopian things I've ever seen. You know, that you got this. I got another picture here. I'm going to show it to you in a second here. Take a look at this one. How would you like that showing up to your house, Colleen?
It's kind of small for me to see, but I see something roaming around like in a park setting or something like that. And is it just for surveillance, that kind of thing?
Well, it's for surveillance, and they usually have now they put a speaker on and tell them to get back inside the house, you know, and so that...
They even got robots now, Colleen, that go around the malls, and when they're not in lockdown, the robots cruise the malls, and they scan people looking for temperature variations. And then they come up to you and demand you show the robot your vaccine card saying you're vaccinated. If not, they call security and they come and take you away. That's happening all over China.
So we're at 25 after. We're going to be finishing this up, landing this plane and going in a different direction. But folks, you know, we got Resurrection Sunday coming up pretty soon. I'm not sure exactly what day it is. It's in the next 30 days. For the first time in 2 years, there's no excuse for you. There was no excuse last year, but there's certainly no excuse for you not to celebrate in your house of worship. If you're not a Christian, you need to get saved. I'm just saying that to you because there's going to be a judgment. The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. And the judgment isn't a pretty judgment. God doesn't want you to face that judgment. In fact, the wage and the punishment of sin is death, and he sent his son Jesus to pay that price for you. He didn't come to condemn anybody. We were condemned already. And so the answer is whether you will receive the forgiveness that Jesus provided on the cross and God allows you to receive even today. And I say this to you because it's not time to play around anymore. You know, that if you're not saved, if you haven't given your life to Jesus, if you know about the gospel but you've never made a commitment, and you probably know deep down in your in your heart, whether or not that you've got this lordship sort of relationship where God is your God and that Jesus is your Lord. And so the bottom line is if you haven't gotten saved, you should get saved. And if you are saved, you should rejoice, because this is the opportunity that prophets, as in the New Testament tells us, have waited for. You know, this is the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's going to be here with us very soon. None of this happens without a cause. There's always a first cause, and God is at work right now causing these things to come to pass. And so Christians that have a relationship with Jesus Christ, that have been born again, not just that they know God or that, you know, that they go to church on a regular basis and or not, but that they watch, you know, Joel Osteen on TV and the Sunday mornings usually, but that somebody that has actually committed their life to Jesus, this is a wonderful time. This is a time that you can do exactly what God's called you to do, to be a cause, to be part of a cause greater than yourself. And then for eternity, we'll look back on a short period of time of suffering that we're going to get ready to go through, and we'll look at it as an opportunity that God gave us to suffer, not only to believe on him, but to suffer with him. So, folks, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, get saved today. All it takes is a sincere prayer and surrender to this man God named Jesus, and to let him be your Lord. And then if you are saved again, get right with him. Live the life that he called you to live. Serve him and enjoy the benefits that will come from an eternity that you can say that you did all that, just like Joshua, that all that was given to you that you did. So, folks, Tony, we got 30 seconds and Colleen's serious about that. Quick word before I close us.
Well, make sure you keep your relationship with God open and alive. Now is not a time to be lost and confused.
That's right. Folks, God bless you. We love you. Jesus loves you even more. Colleen, you have a wonderful week. Tony, you have a great day and week. And folks, Lord willing, see you next Tuesday.
You have been listening to the Faith and Freedom Network, sponsored by Steve Taylor and the Alliance Legal Group, Hampton Roads' hometown attorney for more than 30 years. For more information, you can contact them at debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And tune in every Tuesday and Thursday right here on The Lighthouse for Faith and Freedom Network.